This could be the one for me, man. I'm crazy about it. I'm telling you right now, this could be the one. It's kind of weird. See, I was married once before. But I was married to a psycho. Has anybody here ever been with a psycho? By the way, if you're with that person right now, do not raise your hand, because remember, they're a psycho. Just wink and nod, we'll get you out of here. Everybody right? They're not here, right? Psycho! I didn't know she was a psycho until we were married for a year. Here's what I thought everything was fine. I walk in the house with Nate, all my stuff is packed. She's standing there holding the phone, she goes, it's all over, you have 3 days to leave, don't come near me. I just press 9-1. That's the last time we spoke, right there. End of marriage. Never spoke to her again. One of the worst parts is when I finally left the house, on the way out, she slammed the door in my face. Get out, stay out, boom! And it's the door slamming that I remember. That's what bothers me the most. There's hate behind it. So I vowed to get her back. But let me tell you something. If you ever plot revenge, details are very important. Here's what I did. Rented an apartment, invited her over for a talk, started a fight so I could throw her out and set the door in her face. Yes, I did. That's a good idea on paper. Only problem was my apartment was a partially converted garage behind my friend's house. Folks, you cannot slam a garage door in somebody's face. I'm like, well, yeah, get out and stay out. Something completely lost. All right, good. Let's go all the way down to the floor. Come on for that now. I'll stop right here. You know, I should have, looking back on the marriage, I guess we had some problems. She had some complaints. See, I thought we had a great sex life. She did. She had a very common complaint. She said, when I, how come you can't find my G-spot? I'm like, why are you hiding it so well? I got a search and rescue team down there every freaking night. We're coming up empty. She goes, well, I can find your G-spot, no problem. I go, honey, I'm a guy. I am a G-spot.